After dropping to dismal lows in April, air travel through Northwest Arkansas National Airport has steadily picked up over the summer. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth spoke to Alex English with XNA to understand the rise in traffic.
Passenger traffic at Northwest Arkansas National Airport hit record lows this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. In March, the number of travelers flying fell by 52% from the previous year. Alex English, public relations and marketing specialist with XNA, says within the next month, those numbers plummeted.
And then April hit, which was a 95% reduction, so that was a huge reduction.
English says while enplanements for 2020 are still well below average, travelers are steadily returning to the airport.
But since then, things have picked up a little bit. So over the summer months, things are looking a little bit more promising. We went, I think our numbers in July, we officially got back, and compared to the 95% reduction in April, we're at just 72% reduction, which obviously still isn't what we would expect to see when we were looking at 2020 in January 1, but any improvement is exciting at the state of affairs we're dealing with right now, obviously. So our TSA throughputs that we have gotten back so far have shown our August is doing pretty well so far. It's a little bit of positivity, and it looks like it's trending well for XNA, especially compared to the national numbers.
Data from the Federal Transportation Security Administration shows the number of people passing through security checkpoints, including flight crew members, is down by 71% this month. For August, XNA shows a nearly 66% drop from last year. And in July, 25,739 passengers flew out of the airport, compared to 91,222 in the same month of 2019. Clinton National Airport in Little Rock had more than 37,000 enplanements in July, putting their numbers down by 65%. English says it's not business, but vacation and recreational travel that account for the summer's upward trend.
We don't have an exact way to track leisure versus business travelers that come through XNA, but through, you know, things we've heard through the grapevine, things we're seeing, we do think that a lot of the uptick is due to some of our leisure travelers taking advantage of some of those amazing ticket fares right now and not wanting to cancel family vacations or, you know, summer vacations that were planned if they feel safe to travel.
And to help retain passengers, the airport is prioritizing those safety measures.
So some of the procedures and new cleaning procedures we've put into place are obviously our custodial staff is constantly cleaning, sanitizing, especially those touch points. So any doorknobs, any handrails, those are being sanitized countless times a day by our custodial staff. We are fogging, spraying down the entire terminal with it's a hospital grade disinfectant 5 times a week. And we are offering hand sanitizer stations all throughout the terminal. We have really not had an issue even before the mask mandate was set in place in Arkansas. All of our passengers have been really respectful and wonderful about wearing their masks. And that's obviously mandated inside the terminal at all times right now by our staff. So those are kind of the things we're doing right now. We obviously really encourage social distancing as well. You know, and I wish I had a crystal ball and I could tell you when this would end, but we don't really have any plans on changing our sanitizing procedures anytime soon. I mean, we want to make sure that we are keeping everyone as safe as possible.
And English says XNA, which went from 329 flights this February to only 19 in the next month, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation, is prepared for the recent uptick in flights to dip this fall.
We have had quite a bit of leisure travel throughout the summer, and we assume that we might not have as large of numbers of leisure travelers throughout the fall because of school and the kids being back. But with the holiday seasons coming up and different, you know, breaks that we're going to see here and there, we do assume that that our travel will pick up at random times, you know, kind of sporadically change, and also change depending on what's going on with how comfortable people are feeling with flying and what people are really able to see as far as, you know, what's progressing with the virus. So we're prepared. We're ready to fly when you guys are, when our passengers feel comfortable.
Travelers can find information on airport protocols and policies for specific airlines through the COVID-19 response page at their website, flyxna.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.